Southeast Radio's morning mix.
Southeast Radio.
Alan O'Reilly is doing his job. In fairness to Alan, he's a fantastic weather forecaster. But what he told us there in prior to our part in the program is again is just heaping more misery and more rain on top of us. I mean, we've talked about this like a good few times now, about the ground being saturated, but we're in April. And there is no let up, and hopefully what he's saying about the middle of the month will come to pass. But at the moment, we are in a serious situation. I was on your program last week talking about fodder. We had a great success over the Easter weekend with matching people up on that, and I suppose what it really shows is, again, what I'm saying to all farmers, and indeed, can I say to all the general public, if you live near a farm, and you know farmers, or farmers' wives, or their kids, have a chat with them this weekend. Yeah. Just have a chat. Please make the effort to talk to farmers. Where you know, in a lot of cases, a lot of your comments are made from people who think farming is just people in a box doing a job. We're human beings, and the mental health stress on us at the moment is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and I'd like to just revisit that with you, because we were inundated by comments, and I think the majority of our listeners empathise, and I empathise totally. We all have farming background, and none of us have any idea what you're going through at the moment. Maybe you'd like to share that with us. What are you going through at the moment, so that we can understand it better?
Well, I don't like to talk about my own situation. But at the moment, as we speak, I'm going through the reading of a TB test at home. My wife and my daughters are actually doing the work while I'm here. I'm down to 3 bales of fodder.
Personally.
Yeah. So the animals in question will be going to Inniscarty Mart on Tuesday morning. If I fail the test today, I have to keep them for 60 days.
Wow.
So,
and how would that impact on you, John?
Well, apart from the mental stress, I now have to feed those animals for another 60 days. So I have to go out and buy feed or source feed wherever I can.
What level of complaint did you receive on the basis of the comment I read out yesterday?
This was to do with the
wheelie bins.
Wheelie bins. Yeah, I suppose. Like yesterday afternoon, I went down to pick up my own wheelie bin at the road, and what I would say, I mean, this is kind of an endemic problem, and it has been in Ireland for years. The roads of Ireland are not for dumping your rubbish on. I live about a mile out of Wellington Bridge, and I can tell you, of a Saturday night or a Sunday morning or Saturday morning, you'll see all the old chipper bags and pizza boxes and tins, cans and bottles all thrown into the ditch as people are driving home or from wherever they got the stuff, and just dumping it on ours. And I had this conversation several years ago with the council, where they were saying, you know, the rubbish has been dumped on the road, but like there are people who will actually throw it over the ditch into a farmer's field. And the council had said to me at the time, well, obviously it's a farmer's issue then. And tongue-in-cheek at that meeting, half-joking, half-serious, I said to the council, well, if the farmer goes down at night then and throws it back out on the road, whose issue is it then?
Yeah.
And they were, oh, no, no, you can't do that. And I said, well, the people throwing it over the ditch can't do it either, or not supposed to do it either.
Yeah.
So we came to an accommodation that the farmer could ring the council and I have it removed. But this is, I met a guy, I was putting old glass bottles and non-return items down into Wellington Bridge on Tuesday morning. And I met a fellow who's retired. He walks 3 miles every day for his health. He brings a picker and a bag. And he was leaving out 8 bags of rubbish that he had picked up the previous day in 3 miles in Clongeen.
I'll let you draw a breath. You've covered a number of issues there, but Sean Ryan is here with me. Sean, just to remind people about your official title, you're the national chair when it comes to potatoes. So this is a major national issue. Can you shed some light? What is the position with it, please?
Like all other sectors, the weather is playing havoc with the whole planting process. There's only 50 acres out of 21,000 planted so far.
What?
There's only 50 acres out of 21,000 planted. Roughly around 50 acres. Just like I was on the news the other night, in that field that we were in, like probably the driest field in the county, and still can't work on. So it's not, you know, even dry land is not. The lads are not able to get in to plant. So that.
And where is that 50 acres, Sean? Is that in County Wexford?
There's only lads have 2 and 3 acres here, and there's bits down the coast and little bits here and there. Lads just, and they went in bad conditions as well. Like there was only a snap job trying to get a few in to get going, but just that's all is planted yet. And the real issue, I suppose, is last year there was a lot of losses at the end of the season with the wet weather for harvesting. Yeah. There was there was headlands and that was lost, and then in total there was 700 acres that wasn't harvested at all. So that a lot of that, there's some of that. 70% gone, some of it 100% gone. The frost destroyed it, and water logging and frost destroyed it, and them growers are under serious financial pressure now. We're meeting the minister on that to try and get a compensation package for it.
Yeah.
But that's leaving the market very, very tight. Their sales are very, very strong. I suppose people are realising the real value of a bag of potatoes. You know, you're talking about a 7.5 costing €8 to €9. And, you know, sales are strong on the strength of that.
When is it likely to affect? Is it autumn of this year?
Yeah, it'll be, well, from now on, it's even starting to tighten up already. So it'll be from now on till the new season come in. And the way with nothing planted now, like that, the 50 acres won't keep it. It'll only keep it going for 4 or 5 days in total. So the old season is going to have to stretch to take up the slack of the new season, and it's not there to stretch.
And what with this shortage that you're predicting, what strategies are you going to implement to mitigate the effects?
Well, sure, there's no real strategies. You can, you know, if you can't get out to the field, it's not, you know, they're not abroad either. England is in the same circumstances. They're you know, the potatoes are not out there. So they're just having, the supermarkets are stretching it as it is. So it's... It's very hard to call. Like if the weather got warm, sales will drop a bit, and it mightn't be as serious as what we're saying. But you know, there might be enough to see out. But it's very hard to call it yet.
Are there any types of potatoes, Sean, that are more resilient to the weather than others? Like that might be safer.
Not really. Maybe the Golden Wonders, but the rooster has 70% of the market, and so there's a lot of water in roosters, and they're very prone to frost. So Golden Wonders would be able to take a little bit more, but not a lot either.
Yeah.
There's not a lot in the difference of now.
What about the government? Are they supporting you? Insurance options available? What supports are you getting on this?
We have applications gone into the department on it, and we're meeting the minister on it as well. So that's in the process at the moment. Especially the growers who don't harvest the crops, but we're meeting them next week on it there again.
You were nodding. You were listening very closely to what Ger had to say there about the other elements of this and the mental effect that it's having. Maybe you'd like to row in and again offer your support or your thoughts on what Ger has discussed before all of this?
Look, it is, you know, there's some growers, very big growers there that have a lot of money tied up in machines, sitting in sheds, wages to pay every weekend, no work being done, and contractors the same, like the contractors are there and waiting to go, and no work being done. It's all costing money when everyone is, you know, just in the shed, like when the work is not being done, there's no money to be made, and the bills still have to be paid. So,
okay. All right. Look, it's very worrying, but you have to share with us as a county what's going on. And I think the call from you, Sean, is that you need the support of the people at this point in time, and understanding as well. Is that the best way to describe it?
I suppose one thing now, when the weather takes up, that we need the general public to you know, be patient with. There's going to be a lot of machines out on the road. There's going to be people working late at nights beside your houses, and you know, we needed an understanding from the public on that as well. At the end of the day, it is putting food on the shelves in the supermarkets, but yeah, we appreciate an understanding from the public on that.
No doubt Michael has Farming Forum a little bit later on at 9 o'clock tonight. No doubt he'll be looking at the weather as well, Michael Doyle. But I have to leave it for the moment, Ger, so I let you just call out some very important numbers. You wanted to do that as we conclude our conversation for the moment.
Yes, thank you, Alan. I suppose the first thing I would say to people, please, if you're in trouble in any way, shape or form, please pick up the phone or actually talk to somebody. I want to give you the and again I will ask the South East to put it on up on their website. The IFA Wexford office is 053 923 3090. We'll put it up as well. We have a webinar on Tuesday evening with Chagish and some other speakers on the best way to stretch what is already stretched, be it in fodder, and we have a tillage guy coming on as well. So if anybody wants to ring the office or keep an eye on our social media pages. But I would say to people, and again, I would like to thank South East Radio for helping us along with this, that we will actually put up the numbers of the Samaritans, Alone, Aware, Mental Health Ireland, It's Good to Talk, and Pieta House on the different social media channels. And I suppose I would just say to, again, appeal to the general public. Sean has said it there, when it comes to the point of sowing, that people will be out night and day. I would appeal to those that will be out night and day to take care of their health and their safety. And I would appeal to the public today and tomorrow, if you can't get out because of the wind and the rain, please, if you know a farmer or farmer's wife or members of their family, give them a call and say hello. These are very, very tough times on farming, and we need all the support of our neighbours and friends.
I hope they will rally like they did last week when you called out about the fodder crisis. Yes. And I hope you personally, Gerald, I'm sure you agree, Sean, that you come through this challenges that you personally are facing. And I thank you for your honesty in what you shared with me this morning. I'm sure you agree, Sean, we wish him well with this TB issue that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
That was Gerald Manley and Sean Ryan there from the IFA.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.